Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Sean Acker's The Happiness Advantage. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book mess with your head as much as it did mine?
Hey there, Sam. It really did. I went in expecting the usual be positive and good things happen fluff, but Acker backs it up with real research. It totally flips the old, work hard, then you'll be happy idea on its head.
Right? We've all heard that lie, haven't we? Grind it out, get the promotion, then you can finally relax and be happy. But Acker says that's backwards. Happiness comes first, and that's what makes success possible.
Exactly.
He calls it the happiness advantage. When your brain is positive, it's like you're running on premium fuel. Dopamine floods your system, and you're more creative, resilient, and better at solving problems.
And it's not just a feeling, either. The data shows happy doctors make faster, more accurate diagnoses. Happy salespeople close more deals. Happy students get better grades. It's wild how consistent the pattern is.
So the big takeaway is that we've been optimizing for the wrong thing. We chase external success thinking it will make us happy, but we should be cultivating happiness first, and then success follows.
And he gives us 7 principles to actually do that. The first one is about changing your lens, right? Only about 10% of our long-term happiness is determined by our circumstances. The other 90% is how we process the world.
That's a huge stat. It means 2 people can have the exact same thing happen, and one sees an opportunity while the other sees a disaster. It's all about the filter you're looking through.
Then there's the fulcrum and lever idea. The fulcrum is your mindset, and the lever is your potential. When you adjust your mindset, you make your lever way more powerful. It's like telling yourself you can do it, and suddenly you actually can.
That's not just wishful thinking. A positive expectation actually changes how your brain processes information. You take more action, you persist longer, you find solutions you'd otherwise miss.
And then there's the Tetris effect. You know how after playing Tetris, you start seeing the shapes everywhere? Your brain gets trained to spot patterns. If you're always looking for problems, you'll find them. But if you train yourself to look for the good, you'll start seeing that too.
That's why gratitude practices are so powerful. Writing down 3 things you're grateful for every day for 21 days literally rewires your brain to scan for the positive. It's not about ignoring problems. It's about balancing your perspective.
Okay, the 4th principle is about how we handle setbacks. It's your explanatory style. Do you see a failure as permanent and your fault, or temporary and something you could change?
And that makes a huge difference in resilience. Optimists see setbacks as specific and external, so they bounce back. Pessimists see them as universal and internal, so they give up. But we can actually change our explanatory style with practice.
Then there's the social connection one. I love this because we always think relationships are a distraction from work. But Acker says they're a prerequisite for success. We need that support network to stay positive and recover from tough times.
Absolutely. Strong relationships make you healthier, happier, and more resilient. So that coffee chat with a colleague isn't a waste of time. It's an investment in your success.
And then the small wins principle. I'm a big fan of this one. It's the 20-second rule. If you want to play guitar more, keep the guitar out of the case. If you want to run, lay out your shoes the night before. Reduce the friction to start, and you'll actually do it.
And each small win gives you a little dopamine hit, which motivates you to keep going. It's a positive feedback loop that builds momentum toward your bigger goals.
Finally, the 7th principle is about finding meaning in your work. It's not about quitting your job to save the world. It's about reframing what you do. A hospital cleaner who sees their work as helping patients heal is way more satisfied than one who just cleans floors.
The meaning isn't in the job itself, it's what you bring to it. Connect your daily tasks to a larger purpose, and you tap into a deep well of motivation.
You know, the part that really got me was the idea that we don't have to wait for success to be happy. We can be happy now, and that happiness will actually get us to success faster. It's so counterintuitive, but the evidence is right there.
And the best part is that this is a skill you can build. Neuroplasticity means every time you practice gratitude or reframe a setback, you're literally building new neural pathways. It's like a muscle that gets stronger over time.
So my big takeaway from this book is I need to stop being my own worst enemy. I've been so focused on grinding that I forgot to actually enjoy the ride. From now on, I'm going to start each day by noting 3 things I'm grateful for and see if it changes my outlook.
That's a solid plan, Sam. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into the whole library, it's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. The Happiness Advantage is a reminder that happiness isn't a reward waiting at the finish line. It's the fuel that gets you there. We'll see you in the next one.